and, of course, no air conditioning. The Plymouth had beautiful cloth upholstered green seats. My mother touched the seats and said to my daddy, "These seats are so pretty. Take this car tomorrow to the upholstery shop and get seat covers put on it so we won't mess the seats up." We never saw those seats again. The car came home the next day. The seats were covered with green and white plaid plastic seat covers made out of little woven strips of hard green and white plastic. You could slide across those seat covers in the wintertime and generate enough electricity to kill a good-sized dog. And we hadn't even started to learn about how they could pull the sweat out of you yet. The trouble was not over yet. In our new house, we had an electric stove. The first stove my mother ever cooked on that she didn't have to build a fire in. General Electric. Turned the switch, the heat came on. On the Sunday after we moved in, my mother said, "I'm going to cook a hen for dinner. I'll put it in a